This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, pro-Israel senators back Israel's right to defend itself. That story right after this short message.
Challenge your church to live out God's love by equipping families in the developing world with clean water. It's as simple as walking or running World Vision's Global 6K for Water on May 22nd from wherever you are, individually or together. Every registration fee helps one person get lasting access to clean water, so every step you take is one they won't have to. Host a Global 6K and get your church on mission for clean water. Change the world at worldvision6k.org/charisma.
A group of senators led by Republican Rick Scott of Florida have signed on to a resolution that supports Israel's right to defend itself against the barrage of attacks from Hamas. Senator Scott and the other 18 Republicans are affirming that the United States has designated Hamas as a terrorist organization since October 8, 1997, and seized power over Gaza in 2007, where they have since levied other terror groups to attack Israeli civilians while refusing to recognize Israel or negotiate peace. The resolution goes on to connect Hamas to their Iranian benefactors and the funding of the missile attacks targeting Israeli civilians and cities, including Jerusalem. The senators reaffirm that Israel is a key ally and strategic partner of the United States since its reestablishment in 1948, and as the United States Senate, they are resolved to oppose the escalating attacks by Hamas against Israel and mourn the loss of innocent life caused by Hamas's rocket attacks. They urge continued and steadfast support and affirm their unwavering commitment to Israel and the right that it has to defend itself and its civilians against terror by whatever means necessary, and that they have the right to peace and security. One of the co-signers of the resolution, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, said on Monday that Israel is our strongest ally. President Biden should unapologetically reaffirm U.S. support of Israel and its right to defend itself. The left's moralistic calls for a ceasefire are little more than a propaganda win for Hamas. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas commented after joining the resolution that Israel not just has the right, but the obligation to defend its citizens and territory against the Iran-backed Palestinian terrorists who are attacking its citizens and using civilians in Gaza, including journalists, as human shields. The United States must make it clear that it stands shoulder to shoulder with Israel, and the Biden administration has no place pressuring Israel to use restraint or equivocating Israel and Hamas. I am proud to join Senator Scott on this resolution to ensure Congress is clear about our support of the State of Israel as they defend their people and their sovereignty. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and that Hamas's reign of terror over the Palestinians and the Israelis will come to an end. I'm John Matarazzo for Charisma News. God bless you.